Boston, City of Angels.
Prepare for us arriving inside you.
What are you, Will Wheaton now? We're going to be at PAX East.
Yeah, we're doing it again. We're coming back to the East Coast. We're going to do a live recording of this very podcast, and we'd love for you to be there.
I like how we define Boston as the East Coast.
Isn't it? I don't know anything. I grew up in California.
What is it on the coast?
It's on a lake, isn't it? It's not on the coast. There's no water.
Find out Friday at 11 a.m. in the Bobcat Theater at PAX East.
We will have a map. I thought you were going to go dust, because that's happened to me before where I've
I'm going to fucking turn to dust if I make that mistake one more time. I'm such a fucking asshole idiot. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Anthony, I want to talk about Scott Kelly.
Astronaut Scott Kelly.
Astronaut Scott Kelly, who?
Astronaut and twin.
Yes, well, so, you're jumping ahead, but I'm going to talk about Scott first.
Okay, Scott, one day, decided that he was too sick to go to NASA, and so he sent his twin to do it, and then he went to prom with his twin's
parents back together.
Oh my God, it was amazing. It was so amazing.
Scott has set the American record for longest stint in space. Just shy of a year.
He wasn't supposed to. He's just not well liked.
They just kept forgetting to bring him
along. They're just like, should we get Scott back? Let's leave Scott up there.
That's like
we're playing this hilarious prank on Scott where we leave him in the cold emptiness of space
forever. Home Alone 7 in space.
It's like when your friends at lunch in high school pretend to drive off without you, yeah. And then they come back a minute later, except we just keep leaving him alone in space.
There's no coming back with space stations.
No.
You've decided your trajectory and you're going.
Goodbye, Scott Kelly, is what we said to him. Goodbye.
But he did defend...
You can ride in the trunk, bitch.
He did defend the International Space Station against a couple of hilarious robbers that were coming to break in.
Oh, yeah, the interstellar wet bandits. They're like the regular wet bandits, but from space.
Yeah.
Proves that there's water and life in space.
Odd way to prove that, but you know.
Anyway, that's the story of Scott Kelly.
He, just shy of a year,
yeah,
spent 340 days in space. That's not the international record. There's a Russian cosmonaut who was there for 470, which is insane. Mm-hmm. But just shy of a year, 340 days in space. And as you pointed out, the interesting thing about Scott is that he has a twin brother named Mark, who was an astronaut also, but hasn't been in space for a while, is on Earth. And so there were a bunch of studies, because these are identical twins, they share DNA. One guy stays home, one guy goes up to space for a year. Let's compare their bodies before, during, and after.
It's a cool idea, and definitely there are things to be learned from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure this is where you are going, Jeff. It's got some problems.
Yes, well, we got a lot of people sending us stories, including...
It doesn't necessarily have problems in terms of studying it. It has problems in terms of how far we want to take the results.
Indeed, indeed. And that's what we're going to talk about, because we got a lot of these stories sent to us. Nick Kiernan was one who sent us a story. And these stories have headlines that you think that you and I would definitely want to talk about. These are like perfect We Have Concerns stories. Twins in space. We love that.
I right had there. That dream.
Twins in space.
After I watched Moonraker.
Twins! Yeah. Couple of Budweisers and
twins in space.
They're crazy.
Twins in space.
Wearing no pants.
Twins in space.
So we're already on board with twins in space.
Oh,
right?
Twins in space is hilarious.
But it gets even better, because the headlines are, guy comes back and his DNA no longer matches his twin. He's now a space mutant. DNA no longer matches twin brother. They had identical DNA. No longer identical. Headline. This is a We Have Concerns headline. We have been talking about how space wants to kill you for years, and we love mutants.
And also, for whatever reason, we like both the astronaut's wife and the ninth gate.
Those are like on constant loop here in the office.
It's like, you're like, why do you like those movies? And I'm like, I don't know. I just keep watching
these
movies.
They're so watchable.
They're so boring.
These are tantalizing headlines. A man's DNA changed just by going to space?
Ah, but here's the thing, Jeff. We talk about tantalizing headlines all the time, and tantalizing and scientifically accurate are not always...
Yeah.
They don't always coexist.
This
they
is
most
the
of the time do not coexist.
This
Here's
is
the
problem.
Trick.
Yeah. Go ahead.
DNA does not change. That's not we it doesn't do that.
Right.
The expression of genes can change.
That's exactly
and
right.
The expression of genes can change certainly if you go into the black reaches of space, but it can also change if you don't exercise.
Right.
It can change if you change your diet.
That's right.
It can change if you live at a high altitude and then go to a low altitude. It's the expression of your genes. It's the DNA talking to messenger RNA, which right. then makes proteins in your body. This is fucking high school biology, people.
That's right. And the report is that 7% of the way this twin's genes
so
were
he's
expressed,
a fish.
Right. Well, yeah, you would think that if 7% of the DNA was different, he would not be human.
Yeah.
That would be for sure because
he's not an ape because apes are like 99%.
Yeah, I think 98.5 is yeah. an ape, the same DNA as
98.5 but- is also where the apes get all their smooth jazz.
98.5.
W ape, 98.5.
You're listening to the
Is that an ape or a saxophone? Is
you
it the
know.
Ape singing? Is it the saxophone?
You don't know. You got
to
keep
Thanks
listening.
Thanks for listening to 98.5 WAPE.
Yes. So 7% change in DNA would be species changing, would be wildly incredible. The sad part here is NASA is part of the problem with their messaging because mm-hmm. they sent out a press release that sent all of these websites into a tizzy.
Now,
even Newsweek had a headline that said, twins DNA no longer matches
Wait a second. Of course NASA sent out a press release. The question is, speaking as somebody who used to write headlines and titles for fucking YouTube science videos, which is like, if you want to see some fucking bad science-bending titles, YouTube science is where you find it.
Oh, yeah.
What was the NASA release titles? NASA probably did not title it or say the same things that these sites were saying. This is probably something that the site took and was just like, I found the little nugget. I found some fucking science editor that I picture as like fucking Peter Lorre for some reason. It's just like, I found the hook that will make the people read the science.
Right.
His DNA changed.
I hate when Peter Lorre is on YouTube.
I hate when, because Peter Lorre, like, there's nothing about him that's really on-camera personality for YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, I love his Twitch stream. He plays the hell out of some Fortnite.
No, listen, for a long-form gaming stream, Peter Lorre's where you go.
Yeah.
But when you're trying to do some fast-paced, talking head, jump cut, pleasant science videos...
Not Peter Lorre.
Peter Lorre just doesn't
do it, you want to settle in with a Peter Lorre and watch him, you know, get some chicken dinners on PUBG.
The problem is he wants to have that face cam on YouTube, and that's just not working for
it's
him.
Not working, Peter
he
Lorre.
He needs to go more like a... He needs to go more like a Looper or a Red Letter Media or something where you don't see him.
Lorre on films.
Yeah. Which is how he spent his life.
Lorre stories.
Lorre stories.
So what NASA said was researchers now know that 93% of Scott's genes returned to normal after landing. However, the remaining 7% point to possible longer term changes in genes. They also use the phrase space genes.
Now they didn't say gene expression.
They did not.
That is problematic, NASA. Who's in communications over there?
Yeah. And so there was a Newsweek headline that said, Scott Kelly, NASA twins study confirms astronauts' DNA actually changed in space. Wrong, Newsweek. Wrong.
Now, look.
So here's the thing we need to be very, very clear about. His DNA did not change. He has the same DNA. In fact, one of the articles we were sent from The Hill says twins' DNA no longer matches his Earth twin or something like that.
But it probably didn't before. I mean,
no, but their DNAs are identical.
Yeah, their DNA is identical.
The expression of their DNA, which
the epigenetics.
Which you explained, which is that we have you know, DNA in every cell is the same.
How many pairs of twins do you know?
I don't know any twins.
Never met any twins? Did you ever go to school? Did you ever go to school with any twins or anything like that?
Yeah, but I haven't remained friends with any. I don't have any twins in my life.
But you keep 50 feet away from them at all times because Jeff thinks twins is witches.
I do. I try to avoid them.
They always speak in unison.
I try to run them down with my car. But the hard part is, which one do you aim at? And I end up just going through the middle of them like kicking a field goal.
Tough to tell who's the dominant twin. You have to kill the control twin because if you don't kill the dominant control twin, another twin will just grow right out of them.
It's like a Tomax and Zaymot thing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So if you have to be sure that you're killing the right twin, but definitely all twins deserve death.
I get analysis paralysis right there at the end. I see him.
Malcolm Gladwell.
Like, yeah, I see one and I'm like, I'm going for him. And then the other one is standing right next to him. And then I just split the difference and I thread the needle.
One of us always tells the truth. One of us always lies. Right. Like one of those things.
Yeah. Can I tell you something about Scott and Mark, though? The twins we're talking about in the story.
What I was actually getting at, we did the cool bit, but now I'm going to make the point. What I was going to say is every pair of twins I know, like they're identical up to around like the fifth grade when one of them decides that they're the type that wins the President's Medal for physical fitness and the other one decides that marijuana is cool. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like one of them goes to like fucking rock shows and shit. And the other one is studying. And you can tell by the time they hit 30, twins look very different.
Right.
Unless they're weird twins. And I mean, legitimately weird twins who do like literally everything together and stay the same and get weird about being
twins. Two giant ones that ride the tiny motorcycles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those guys.
What are those about?
They're hanging out. They're doing all the same stuff.
But like every pair of twins begins to look. That's just the way it works.
Well, the science behind it, which we've been touching on a little bit, is that you have the same DNA in every cell of your body. But the fact that every cell in your body isn't the same cell comes from the fact that DNA expression, things get turned on, things get turned off. The way the DNA expresses itself in that cell defines what the cell is. Yeah. And when DNA expression goes bad, that's how you get things like cancer or heart disease.
Yeah. And that's also why if your family has a proclivity, if you have a genetic proclivity for a particular sort of medical condition, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get that condition because lifestyle changes a lot of things. There are genetic disorders that you have no choice. You will get this disorder. But certain things like, heart disease runs in my family. Obesity runs in my family.
Right.
Things like that can be mitigated by lifestyle.
So the actual truth of what they measured in Scott Kelly's DNA and his DNA expression was they noticed differences in his immune system, in his DNA repair, bone formation networks, hypoxia and hypercapnia. This is the oxygenation of his bloodstream. Those things were all measurably different when he returned from space.
Literally all things that you would expect to be different because of the environment.
Right. So these are in line with what you would experience measuring someone before and after they go scuba diving, for example, or go mountain climbing, anything that is intense physical activity or, as you said, changes in altitude or pressure. So this is not outside what the normal of what you would expect from somebody going to fucking space.
Yeah.
The one weird one is that they also
Third arm.
Third arm. And his wife. The astronaut's wife.
Tell me about
the
astronaut's wife.
There's a gleam in her eye.
Yeah.
That is very mysterious. And she's pregnant even though they haven't had sex yet.
That is weird.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird. But also all I'm remembering is Johnny Depp smoking over books. I can't make any astronaut's wife jokes because for some reason it's tied up to the ninth gate in my brain, Jeff.
Well, you probably shouldn't watch them back to back on a loop in The Office.
But that's all I can do.
I know.
It's all any of us can
do. No, so the one thing that is different that they don't understand yet is they say his telomeres are actually longer. Now, we know telomeres shorten as you age. They're one of the measurable things about aging that, that we've noticed. And
I'll tell you, in 2014, 2015, you couldn't escape articles about telomeres. Like telomere articles were everywhere. It's like the cap on the end of the shoestring of the DNA.
Right.
And it was all like,
year for telomeres.
What are you going to eat that's going to lengthen your telomere? What are you going to do in terms of your lifestyle that's going to lengthen your telomere?
Peter Lorre did like 12 YouTube episodes.
It's just like the cap on the end of a shoelace. And at the end of your life, it frays. You have to eat antioxidants and you'll live forever.
I just want you to
forever.
Just go back to playing
Smash
Fortnite.
The like button just for science.
I want to watch you play Fortnite. Come on, man.
Fortnite is over. Drake played it. It's done.
So that is an odd thing. We don't know why that would be. And we don't know if they're going to return to normal in just what that is about.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing about this isn't that you have this study. It's that we learned how to do this kind of study in mm-hmm. space. And one set of twins going into space does not provide any answers to anything.
Or safety. We have to launch all of the creepy ass twins into space.
Those two guys on the little mopeds?
All of
go
them.
To space.
Whether they have little mopeds or not. Always space walking pets. Around. And they do that thing where they talk in one sentence, but they alternate words.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They hold hands all the time. I know a lot of twins and they all do this.
They all hold hands?
Yeah, and they all dress like they're in the Victorian era. Twins are fucking weird, man.
I wish I had a twin
they're
just so I could do
dark
that.
Dark magic and shit.
I
launch
totally-
them into space.
Wouldn't you, if you had a twin, wouldn't you spend all your time just coming up with bits to mess with people's heads like that? Like, okay.
Hell yeah.
We'll rehearse a whole thing we'll say and you say every other word and I'll.
This is something that I think all kids dream of is like, oh, if I had a twin, the second you find out there can be twins, yeah. You're just like, oh man. And then like one day I would go to his classes and he would go to my classes or like,
yeah.
If there's somebody that like, if there's something I don't know about, I'd send him to do it and he could send me to do it and we could like. We could just be perfect at everything.
So great.
Yeah.
We'd each live half a life.
We could hex people. We could draw ancient runes on our foreheads in each other's blood.
You could
just twin things.
Totally twin things.
Hashtag just twin things.
Yeah.
Just launch them all into fucking space.
That's why
space,
I gotta
man.
Run them down with my car.
So the idea is we've learned to do these comparisons.
Yeah, this is not enough data to draw any conclusions whatsoever, despite what these headlines might lead you
to. And I'd be shocked if we didn't take another look at Scott's DNA in another 6 months to a year and see that even more of it had gone back to
right.
the expression that it had been at before.
But it's teaching us how to do these kinds of experiments. Mm-hmm. In fact, they developed, specifically because of this twin study, they developed some techniques of how to draw blood in space and how to do some of the things that are difficult in the zero gravity environment. So it is a useful experiment and a useful process that we've
Jesus.
Established.
I would be so scared.
Teaches us nothing.
I'd be so scared to be the first person to have blood drawn in space.
Oh, yeah.
The moment you start bleeding, we've talked about this before. The moment you start bleeding in space, they shoot you out of fucking airlock.
Oh, it's bad.
It's real bad.
Yeah.
So I can't even, God. Let me tell you
But you
something.
Know what? They got another one of you think, them because you're a twin.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's called having redundancy.
That's what it's called. You get as many Scott Kellys as you can and you launch them all into space. Did these headlines fool you? Be honest. I clicked.
I clicked? Sure.
I clicked.
Of course you want to know about space mutants.
I angry clicked, but I clicked. Let us know if you angry clicked or if you believingly clicked or if
what
you...
What kind of click did you click?
What kind of click did you click? Let us know on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those just twin things. And hey, are you hanging out in the Discord?
I hope so.
You gotta get up on that Discord. That's where
people talk with words and sounds.
Ooh, all the concerned citizens get together, hang out on the Discord. If you want to learn how to do that, you just head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns to get yourself access, along with a bunch of other cool goodies for cool twins. That was a test. If you come to the site and you're a twin, we're gonna mark you for death. Patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.